Mike Devante posted that he's out of the hospital and feeling good. Did he end up having a concussion?
Well, Devante Adams isn't technically in the concussion protocol. And he's home. I had a chance to visit with Dante briefly last night, so he's rambunctious and ready to move forward. But, yes, he's home and everything looks good.
Mike, unfortunately, you've had a fair amount of experience in your 15 years, 12 years dealing with this. What's your responsibility as the head coach after that play happens to kind of get your guys to kind of snap back to doing their jobs? Because a lot of the guys talked about how that's pretty unnerving for them right after.
Well, I think you have to give the players the credit and for their focus there. Yes, it's definitely unnerving anytime a player is on the field, and obviously when they bring the board out, I mean, it doesn't matter what color uniform you're in. It's an unnerving moment, and nobody wants to see anybody go through that, especially players don't want to see a fellow player go through that. So, but, you know, I think just the ability, you know, they have as professionals to kick in. So I think you have to give all the players a lot of credit for getting back into the football game.
Now that you said you didn't have a good view last night, what happened? Now that you've seen the tape, what do you think of the hit?
Brutal hit. You know, it's a helmet-to-helmet hit. You know, Devante was in a compromised position. So, obviously, like everything in our game, I mean, it's evaluated, and I'm sure there'll be continued conversation going on through the channels long past today.
It was a type of hit that the league is trying to obviously eradicate. The fact that he wasn't ejected, did that sit well with you?
Well, I think it's like a lot of things. I mean, there's rules, application of rules, and the ability to make the right call. So my focus is really on the player safety aspect of it. You know, as I move forward, I mean, my job is to educate, train the players, and obviously to be in tune with what we're trying to do with the game of football strictly from a fundamental standpoint. So that'll always be my focus.
Mike, there's a report from NFL Network that Demaryius got into an argument with the coach last night. It was sent to the locker room and then left the stadium. Is that an accurate portrayal?
Demaryius Randall last night, it was a coach's decision, my decision to send him to the locker room. And frankly, we got to be real honest here. We're going to start evaluating and regulating and conversation and things that go on in an NFL sideline. I mean, let's be real here. So I know someone may like a good drama series out of it or something, but it's not going to happen here. It's an internal matter, as I stated last night. Anytime things happen throughout the course of our operation, whether it's on a game, practice, so forth, I can promise you there's dialogue and it's an internal matter that's being handled internally. But I will make it clear, because it was on the field. It was a coach's decision. It was my decision for Demaryius to go into the locker room.
Mike, I understand that. I'm not asking to be dramatic, but it did happen in front of everybody, and it did appear to be insubordination, which all of us would be in trouble for at work, too, if we did that to our bosses. I'm just wondering, what are the next steps with him? Will he be a member of your team going forward?
Well, I think I've already answered the question. As I stated, it did happen on the playing field. I've addressed the decision that was made and also addressed the environment that we're working in. So it was a coach's decision to have him leave the field. So, it's conversation, as I say, always goes on in any type of, you know, situation. And when we come back Tuesday, Demaryius will be ready to roll with the rest of our football team.
Is maturity an issue with him, do you think?
So we're going to talk, now we're talking about conversation on the sideline. Now we're going to evaluate people's maturity levels.
I'm just asking, you had that incident a couple summers ago where he was in the car where there was marijuana in the vehicle, and now he has this incident where he seems to be pouting on the sideline. He's a first-round pick. think it's a fair question whether or not he has a maturity problem.
Well, I think like anything in life and particularly professional sports and in this particular situation, we can all grow, and he has some growing to do.
Hey, Mike, Joe Witt is under the box normally, right?
Joe recently, just the last two games, has been moved to the field. Scott McCurley has gone to the box just with all the different, you know, roster and the movement of our corners. We brought Joe down last week against Cincinnati.
The reason I asked is we saw a clip on TV of him on the sideline. I didn't know if he came down in the middle of the game or edited it.
Yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to announce that or not, but that change was made before the Cincinnati game.
Gotcha. How do you think Aaron Jones did after you look at the tape?
Aaron Jones, thought he played well. Instinctive runner. You know, young, still has work to do, but always liked his run style, and I thought he made good decisions. And I thought the goal line run was excellent. You know, just the way he set the block and cut back behind the second block. So I thought he kept me in the run game, kept me confident in the run game, and that's important. So I thought he did a good job.
Hey, Mike, with how fluid everything's been on the line the last couple weeks, what do you think of the job James has done as far as kind of getting that group together and being able to kind of make the pieces sort of fit the way they have?
James Campen? James is doing a heck of a job, like he always does. I think last night's game is an excellent illustration of some fine coaching. James Campen, I mean, like Jeff Blasco, and really the play that game, against that defensive front. You look at Lane Taylor. I mean, he had a jog through on Tuesday and one move the ball drill on Wednesday to get ready to play left tackle. So, Lucas Patrick. I always enjoy saying that, but his first start. I thought he did a heck of a job. So I thought they played very well across the board. So, and that once again that was a. That defensive front's exceptional, and I've said it going into the game, and I'll say it again today. I think it's the strength of their football team, and our guys played very well, and the offensive line will get the game ball. So there's some scoop for you. See, the players usually don't find that out till next week, and we're going to throw it out there today. But, no, I was very impressed with the performance, the in-game adjustments, because, you always have those, and because there was a little bit of wait and see. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I had that first drive was a real testament to those guys because I was not only calling plays, I was gathering information. And that's one as a coach. And I know, James and Jeff will most, look back on that one with a big smile on their face, and their players should also.
Lane obviously wouldn't have been a left tackle without the injuries. Were you surprised at all at how well he held up there being a guard?
Nothing really surprises me about Lane because Lane, you have a chance to watch him develop. He's always had it in his body. He's a perfect example. Guy just need a little bit of time to develop. And, I just give him a lot of credit because, it's uncommon for a guard to go out and play left tackle. And he was excellent. He played very well out there.
Mike, this was such a week-to-week business. I mean, if you lose, you got to put it behind you. Mm-hmm. When you have a kind of a mini-bye here, do you get to actually enjoy what you guys accomplished last night at least a little bit more? I mean, to do what you guys did with what you were dealing with going into the game and then to do what you did while you were losing guys the way you did, that's going to be one of the more gratifying wins you've had in the regular season, doesn't it?
No, I agree. A very gratifying win. I mean, all the enjoyment, like it normally does every week, comes after the press conference. So for everybody, but no, it's the thing about Thursday night games. This is a challenge for everybody. Everybody goes through it. Personally, in my opinion, the best thing about Thursday night games is Friday morning because you do have a chance to get your players what they need, and that's always a couple extra days to rehab or rest and recovery. So. And our guys are going to do it. We'll get back together Tuesday, and we'll start our preparation with Dallas on Tuesday. We got self-scout things that we covered this morning as a staff. We'll go through that with the players. So have a chance to make sure we stay on top of the things that we need to do. But, yes, it's we're talking about the Packers and the Bears, so that's always a big win. And, in knowing what was going into this game, leading up to it too. So just the preparation coming off of the overtime game against the Bengals, the heat, all those things. I mean, there's a lot of things that went into preparing for the game, and I just I really liked the way our guys played. I mean, I was impressed. I was impressed with our football team, and I was impressed with our young guys. And I'm sure Chicago was the same way. There's a lot of energy that goes into these games, but you know, both teams played tough games on Sunday, and you could see it in special teams. Just, there was a lot of substitutions. I mean, there was a lot going on the sideline, and our guys got through it seamlessly, and we won by 21 points. You kind of lose that, it kind of gets lost in this conversation. But that's, you beat your rival by 21. That's a good night.
Obviously, we saw Jordy able to play after a relatively short absence with broken ribs last year in the playoffs. How much harder is it for a running back going through that?
Every injury is different. I mean, we're talking about injuries that specifics of it are different. Where exactly is it located? Type of equipment, definitely the position that you play. I really don't have a clear answer on exactly what Ty is dealing with and how we move forward. But I know today the conversation with the trainers, as far as his conversation with the trainers is just he's preparing to get ready to play in Dallas. So, that's really what this weekend's for. And Tuesday we'll get our hands around it, and we'll obviously get you the injury information on Wednesday.
Clay, Nick, and Ahmad made a number of nice plays when they were matched up against tight ends in rare situations last night. That's probably a matchup they like going into any game against tight ends. And when they're able to capitalize on those, how beneficial is it? Because they don't come around too often, but they made a number of big plays.
You talking in a run game?
Well, there was the play where Clay Matthews got the strip sack against Deion Sims, and then there was another play where I think Ahmad Brooks had a tackle for -4 against Miller on the left side, Shaheen. When they don't get matched up against tight ends too often, when it does happen and they make big plays against them, how much can that change a game? Because they don't come around very often.
Well, I mean, the tight end matchup definitely. I mean, I appreciate your point, but I mean, that's the premier position. I mean, we're talking about pass rushers. Your pass rushers impact the game. I mean, pass rushers and corners, in my opinion, and safeties, particularly, our safeties, guys that play 2-3 positions. Those guys impact the way you can play defense and the way you attack an offense. So, definitely. I mean, you got a chance to match up and, whether it's a tight end in protection or a tight end in the run game, it's important to take advantage of. But it's also important when you do ram or whatever, the things that we do, we're tying it into the support behind them too. So just the communication of all that gives those guys the freedom and the energy to take advantage of the particular mannerisms or tendencies that they see from the formation, the back in the game, all those things apply. So, yes, those guys are all playmakers, and actually Clay and Morgan were the game ball winners on defense. So I thought our defense played well last night.
Mike, you talked about gratifying win in the context of everything, not the least of which starting 3-1. How much have you reflected on the fact that this franchise has the series edge now for the first time in 85 years?
Yeah, 1933, huh? Or is it 32 or 33? I was told both. 33. I mean, that's a long time ago. So there was a big flood in Pittsburgh, I think, 1933. It's great. I mean, it's great to be part of history. It's great to be on the positive side of history for the Packers in Chicago. But, I mean, they're still playing the game, right? We're moving forward. So we're going to keep playing it's a great series. It's a fun game to compete in. I thought the crowd last night was phenomenal. I thought the whole environment of the Packers Bears rivalry is always a special night. So, yeah, but it's good to be +1 right now.
Two more, please.
Mike, getting back to the offensive line for a second, can you tell us a little bit about the progress you've seen from Lucas Patrick to where he dealt with the club on his hand and all that last year, and then to where he is now and stepping in on a short week to start ball?
I mean, Lucas is tough. I mean, he's a tough guy. I mean, you got to really appreciate his path to this point, just what he's gone through, just grinding it out really the last 2 years. So he's had a number of injuries that he's fought through, and you can see that reflected in his play style. I mean, he plays that way. He plays with a lot of grit. He did a lot of good things in the game. I mean, and he's he's young. He made mistakes. You know, you think when you call, a pattern scheme where the guard pulls, you think he'd remember that play, right? Well, he missed that one, but everything else was good. So, but that's, it's a young guy playing in a big game, and I thought he handled it very well. I was proud of the way he played.
Hey, Mike, just on a schedule thing, so they're obviously there on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So do you come back Tuesday and then just work right through the rest of the week to Sunday?
Correct, yes.
Mike, do you and the coaches stay a couple of days here? Or?
Yeah, the coaches are off Saturday. There's a group of us. Sunday's kind of your individual prep day. But, yes, they're off this afternoon. I mean, I told them if they were here, by the time I got to the press conference, it was their own fault. So they're gone for this afternoon. It's good to pick your kids up from school today. I know there a lot of guys are looking forward to doing that. But we'll prep Sunday, and then we'll game plan on Monday.
So you're taking tomorrow?
You're holding me up. You're holding me up.
Thank you.
Thank you.